Are you ready for this, Tom?
I'm prepared. I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh, I love scared men. Welcome to Sticky Pickles! Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm not Maria. I'm Tom.
So yeah, Maria had a crazy work schedule this week, so we roped in our dear podster friend Tom Langford, who was our guest on episode 17, season 2, to be this week's co-host. And when we asked, he responded, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, yes!" Which is the best response ever. Tom, how are you feeling?
I'm good.
This is dizzying heights, right?
This is a host unknown. Absolutely. This is. I'm doing this purely to annoy Jav and Andy from Host Unknown. You know that, don't you?
So, do you think they might want to come on? Do you think they have sticky pickles?
Oh, I'm sure they have. Have you seen them? Of course they have. They have got skeletons hidden in their closets.
Okay, so should we kick this thing off?
Yes, we
okay.
will.
So why don't you tell us where we are at?
So this is season 2, episode 19 of Sticky Pickles, and we have two truths and one lie and too close to home. So come on, we were tossing a coin for who was going to go first, and since you snatched the coin out of the air, I'm guessing, Carol, what is your sticky pickle?
I've kept this sticky pickle for you. Okay.
Yeah, there's no worries on my side whatsoever.
No. It's just I think you're going to be very knowledgeable in this area, and you'll be able to help us. Okay, so we have Eugene. Now, Eugene is a divorced guy from Texas, okay? Mm. Now, he has kids in university on the other side of the country, and, you know, it's been a bit of a bumpy ride, but he's in a seriously good place right now, okay? Like, he's well into his 50s, he has a full mop of hair, a few abs when he tenses his core, a sweet job, sweet friends, sweet relationships with the kids and the ex.
Yep.
What's missing is that someone special. And he's just looking for a new squeeze, right? And he does what we're all forced to do these days. He hits the online profiles.
Yeah.
Now, you might know this better than I, because I've been married for, you know, donkey's years. But the online world is cray-cray. And it's his absolute first time out there.
I can relate. I can relate to this okay. man who sounds nothing like me whatsoever.
He's nothing. He's from Texas. And he has full mop of hair.
Exactly. So, just an abs.
I think your roads are going to diverge and get further apart as the story goes on. I'm not worried, but okay. You know, I just want okay. you know, I'm just thinking that you might encounter a situation like this, and it would be interesting to be pre-prepped. I think
absolutely pre-armed mm-hmm. is pre-warned, or no, something like that, whatever.
Yes.
Pre-warned is pre-armed, or something. I don't know. I can't remember
that thing. So he's there on this online world that people have revealing photos, and they have teasing, flirtatious kind of, like, I don't know what they're called, snag lines. I don't know, like, you know, to get hook you, like clickbait. And
clickbait. I think they call them chat up lines still.
Oh, right. And like these things are like way beyond him. Like these are things he would normally only share with someone he got to know first, right? And he's totally fascinated, spending hours at a time looking at, you know, these potential women and yeah. then tweaking his profile, you know, to yeah. kind of fit in with the women that he likes and all this.
Removing the pictures of him holding the big fish that he's just caught.
Exactly, right? Because he's
big
not trying.
Big turn off for women, apparently.
Well, it is. It's yeah. kind of gross.
Yeah.
And then Tom, he sees the one. Like, she is super beautiful. She's like, has a smile like Julia Roberts, eyes like Liz Taylor, a bod like Linda Hamilton, and is a lifelong fan of biographies and anime.
Interesting.
For him, he's like, ding dong. Plus, yeah. her name is Roxy, which reminds him of Roxette, a singer in the 80s that he had a diehard crush on.
Are you sure this isn't about me? you're ticking all the boxes here.
And she's been a divorced a few years now, and she's so new to this online dating world, just like Eugene, okay? And Eugene is like, I could marry this girl. Like, that's what he's thinking in his head. He's just like, he's been looking for a while on this thing, and this one pops compared to everybody else.
Yeah.
So he digs a little further in the profile, and a few things made him pause. One is that she says she's looking for someone who is open-minded. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know what that means. So he hits the dictionary, right?
So to find out what open-minded means.
And it says, willing to consider ideas and opinions that are new or different to your own, right? Yep. And then there's an example. Doctors these days tend to be more open-minded about alternative medicine. And, you know, he's down with that, right? After all, he's here to try new things.
Yeah.
And then there's this teaser thing. One where there's like a list of three things, two truths and a lie. Do you want to know what she wrote?
Yeah, go on in.
Number one, I have conjoined toes.
Okay.
Two, fast food has a special place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I love water sports.
Ooh.
Okay.
I mean, she sounds like she's from the, the Midwest of America for a start. With the first two. Interesting. So are we talking water skiing or swimming or...
We don't know.
Or right? Something a little bit more personal.
And Eugene is like, what? Conjoined toes? Right?
That's what he's worried about? Jeez.
But he's not put off because, you know, he just needs to reach out to this girl.
He's desperate.
And he really likes her. Like, she's, you know, head and shoulders above everyone else he's seen online. Not because, like, she's 6'8" or anything. She's normal size, but she's just really, really hot. He's really super attracted to her.
I it'd be good to know what his attitude to, in inverted commas, water sports are. Because mm-hmm. if he's kind of open-minded to that, then fuck it, just go for it. Because it's almost certainly that is one of the truths, right? And if she likes fast food, no biggie. If she's got conjoined twins, conjoined toes. But hey, maybe a twin. I mean, it could be into a group thing. I don't know. But
Graham suggested I do a sticky pickle about a conjoined twin.
Of course he would. It's one of his fantasies. But if she's got conjoined toes, then that's fine. It's going to save him a fortune on pedicures for a start.
Right.
Exactly. So really, you know, the first two, not a big deal.
No, you're not going to go in and go, so water sports, eh?
Why not? She's obviously putting it out there. And if, you know, that's the thing. You've got to, in my experience, if there's anything that's, you know, important in your life, but a little out of left field, shall we say,
uh-huh.
a little less than mainstream.
Uh-huh.
You've got to put it out there because it makes it so much harder to raise later over dinner on your third date or, you know, once you're married or whatever.
I really wish Eugene had talked to you first because...
Oh, God, what did he do?
He decided to write something a little bit maybe romantic, right?
Ooh.
He wrote...
I love to get pissed on.
No.
No? Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you said romantic.
As I was reading your profile... My favorite song started playing. I took it as a sign to reach out. Hello, Roxy. Roxy actually replies. She replies, hello, you. And off they go. Okay? Chatting about nonsense. Turns out she's quite quick-witted, funny, warm. He can't believe how good his first time connecting with someone online actually is. But he is... kept awake about this whole water sports thing, right? Because he's thinking that obviously is the lie in all this, right? The two truths and one lie.
He thinks it's the lie.
He did, but he did some digging and he realized that it's like a sex thing. He didn't know it was a sex thing. He really, and he's reading about this and he's thinking people are into this and adults get pleasure out of this. Mm-hmm. And then he thought about her request for open-mindedness. Yeah. And weighted against her utter stunningness. And he's in a bit of a pickle, right? Because he's not really turned on by that idea. But it may not be true. It may not be one of the truths.
If he's in his 50s, he's probably a little bit stuck in his ways. He's probably, you know, his view of the world is very, you know, linear, probably, you know. And I think, you know, and he's probably got by with either knowing people very well, you know, either, you know, presumably his ex-wife, etc. Or maybe that's part of the problem, who knows. But at this stage, and with, you know, certainly with online dating, he's just going to have to swallow, well, might have to swallow something, but he's just going to have to swallow his, you know, swallow his nerves and his discomfort and say, you know, albeit in a sort of playful manner, you know, so which one was it? I reckon you haven't got conjoined twins for twins. I've got a thing for twins at the moment. You sure this isn't about me? you know, and pick the other one, and it gives her the opportunity to say, "Oh no, no!" But you know, don't forget to bring your, you know, your mask and snorkel next time we meet. You know, it's
really interesting because you know
he's got to be direct.
See, he's not the direct sort of guy.
He's going to be in for a shock then at some point.
Yeah, he's thought about it, and he's thought, you know what? If that's what it is, I'm going to be open-minded about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if water sport thingy that he's read about doesn't turn him on, he's willing to give it a try.
Yeah.
So after a few weeks of silly, you know, and fun online flirting, they plan to meet at her house to watch a movie.
Does she ask him to bring some plastic sheeting with him? I mean, these are all clues, right?
So the date is on, okay, and you really want to be there. You, as Eugene, want to be there. What do you do? What do you bring? Anything? Plastic sheeting. Is that really what you're bringing? Is that really what you're doing?
I don't know, maybe a funnel? Who knows? I don't know how this thing works.
Either.
some wet wipes? Or maybe dry wipes in this case?
Well, his plan, of course, on the date is to check out her feet. That's the easiest thing to check out. Right?
Really? Take her shoes and socks off and check out her feet. That's the
easiest
thing.
Who wears shoes in their house? Who wears shoes in their house?
Oh, all right. Socks,
only Philistines.
Then. Oh, please. Let me take your socks off because I want to check your two truths and a lie.
Okay, it's true. Okay, so...
if she's not wearing flip-flops, it's a giveaway.
He really wants to check out her feet. So, but he decides, you know, he looks at her two truths and a lie. He decides to bring her some Mackie D's and a big bottle of water. Hint, tee hee, right? Just to see what happens. Right? And when she sees him at the door, you know, and he's holding hot burgers and chicken nuggets, fries and apple pies, she blushes and she smiles like that Julia Roberts smile.
Yeah.
And Eugene is like, oh my God, she's even better in person. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But when he offers her like the food and the, you know, the bottle of water, she says, actually, she's cooked. And would he mind to eat her homemade ravioli instead? And he's like, oh, my God, she doesn't eat fast food, which means, and he looks down at her feet. Yeah. She's sporting these rather fetching Nordic socks.
I think I know them. I think I may even be wearing a pair of them.
So no way to tell if her toes are conjoined or not.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're watching the movie, he pays attention to everything, right? She keeps taking swigs from the bottle of water, always making full eye contact with him, right?
Filling her bladder. It's important for what she's got planned, yeah.
And at one point, their socked feet touch on the coffee table, and curious to see if he could feel the conjoinedness through or not. He starts rubbing her feet with his feet. But the socks are so thick and cozy, right? He's not 100% sure. And damn it, he leaves none the wiser. Right? None the wiser. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know which one's the lie. But they arrange a second date.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows this date is where they're going to probably get it on. Right?
Right. He's got all the signals. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And perhaps in the throes of passion, he imagines he can ask her gently if she'd like, if she has a secret wish to be peed on. But how do you ask that? Right? So he starts practicing in front of the mirror. You know, pee-pee time.
And then his son walks in.
Fancy a golden shower. You know, it all feels so foreign.
Sounds so French.
But he has another concern, Tom, and this is the sticky pickle for you.
This isn't a sticky pickle so far. We've got the sticky pickles coming up. Right.
Okay. I told you I did a lot of work on it. He thinks about it and he needs to make sure he has enough juice in his tank to perform upon request. But he doesn't want to be uncomfortably full.
Right.
Right? Right. But he doesn't want to have the request be made and then he cannot perform.
Okay.
So how much do you drink exactly?
And what do you drink more importantly?
Exactly.
I mean, God, if you're going to drink something, kale and carrot or something, that's going to, you know, an asparagus, you know, that's going to that's going to taint the action.
Exactly. Maybe you should eat like sweet peaches and then pee in a jar and keep it in the fridge. And bring it along in your bag.
No, it's got to be warm. Satchel. That's the thing. Part of it, it's got to be warm. Surely.
Microwave.
There we go. Almost boiling urine being thrown in your face. Perfect. What a way to start a second date.
So he does.
How did you two meet? He threw a jar of hot urine in my face. How did you know he was the one? Because he took me to hospital. I mean, come on, he's
are you with me? I hope you're suspending disbelief and you're with me here. Like,
no, I think this is entirely true. In fact, it's ringing very close to home.
Shut up.
But he's made a rod for his own back. He's just not helping himself here. He's just, you know, frankly, he's got to realize that it's not this sort of smoke and mirrors thing anymore. It's not nothing to be coy about, and he's got to just.
Okay, I'm a total 100% prude, and I wouldn't even know how not to be coy, okay? But Eugene shows up at 10 p.m. with Taco Bell and a 2-liter bottle of water, right? He is ready.
Half empty. Okay?
And she smiles that smile and says, maybe they can enjoy that Taco Bell later. So he realizes he's definitely staying the whole night.
Yeah, that was definitely a euphemism.
Yeah, right. So, and, you know, it all starts innocent. There's talking about school days. They flirt. They're sitting really close, socked foot. And they are sharing the bottle of water, right? And every time she takes a sip, she's looking right at him. And when the bottle is empty, she takes his hand and leads him to the bedroom and turns and asks, so you say you're open-minded.
Okay.
So he's got to make a call right then, right? Like, am I not? And he's already thought about this. He's already in. He's totally like, I don't give a shit. She's hot. Yeah. I don't give a shit. So he nods. She starts to slowly undress. He follows her lead, takes her shirt off after she removes hers, right? She's super stunning. He looks down. No conjoined toes. He swallows.
Uh-oh. Swallows what?
His own, like, stamina, because he's nervous.
He girds his loins.
But he's ready. He's ready. He's totally ready.
Yeah.
So she gets up, she lights candles, he's watching her. She opens the drawer and she pulls out a plastic tablecloth and lays it out in the bed. And he's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, he thinks. Because all becomes clear. He was always thinking, how the hell do you play the pee-pee game and not get it everywhere and stain everything? He didn't understand.
Have people not invented baths in this country? Yeah. Or showers or something, you know, I don't know. Or wet rooms.
Right. He's like going, okay, this makes sense. I can handle this.
I can deal with it. Yeah.
Not at all, ironically, he literally really needs to pee right now. Okay. Yeah. So this is like maybe a win-win. This could all work out really in his favor. So Eugene is thinking about how he's going to approach the subject when she lies down on the plasticated bed and pats the space behind her. And he sits gingerly feeling his belly slosh with the water. Right. But
belly?
Soon they're smooching. They're smooching. He forgets about everything. And she says, so are you ready, Mr. Open-minded? Right now, what does he say at this point? Yeah. Or like, is there any clever line that anyone should utter at this point?
Hose me down, baby. I don't know.
Wow. You must know him because he said, fuck yeah, it's golden shower time, and starts humming MC Hammer melodies. And it doesn't go down well, Tom.
Oh, my God. What happens?
Like, at all. She jumps the fuck out of bed. She keeps going, oh, my fucking fuck God. Fuck God. I'm not into that at all. What are you, fucking crazy? And he's like, water sports? And she's like, yeah, water polo, you fucking dingbat. Look at the pictures on the goddamn wall. And well, he's like, well, what about the whole plastic tarpy thing? And she says, because I like eating cold fast food when I shag. Like a twofer of naughtiness. It's amazing. But I hate fucking cleaning up.
So it really was a picnic sheet. Oh, man.
And she's like, so Eugene burst out laughing. But as he bursts out laughing, he squirts out a little bit of pee all over the bed. And she says, fuck you, you're disgusting. Get out.
You see, if he'd asked up front, he could have bought a little picnic over and it would have been perfect. Although, let's face it, talk about mixed signals. Talk about mixed signals, especially on a dating site. Come on.
Okay, but come on. In the whole lie truth thing, which I've seen on legit websites, yeah. How are you supposed to handle that? Like, how do you know which one's a lie? How do you know?
Because you ask or you make a guess. You're putting yourself on sale and everything you write is important. And so therefore you have to, and this is why it's such a freaking nightmare, you have to be conscious of that if it's done properly, that there are clues and hints and whatever in there. And if one of the prompts is two truths and one lie, blah, 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 like water sports, you know, I've got a conjoined twin and I've got a, you know, I've got a
toes,
whatever. and I like, you know, I like a Mickey D's. I like a dirty Mickey D's. Then, you know, that's a prompt to say, oh, I think the lie is the dirty Mickey D's because, you know, frankly, you look like a woman who likes to be, you know, urinated on or something like that. Well, maybe not quite so blunt, but it's a prompt to get you to talk to find out if you are matched. They've done it the old-fashioned way.
You see, I would be shit because I would make the prompt like some outrageous thing and then I would kind of, yeah.
And then you'd say, oh my God, you filthy
crazy?
Old man. I am not into that.
Not old man. I just feel like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of knowledge that needs to be required in order to write these things with any...
Yeah. Knowing you, you'd say you like goats, but accidentally misspell it and say goatsy. and then who knows what might come from that.
Okay, Tom, your turn. Tell me about Too Close to Home.
Okay. So there is this couple married and they are also into alternate lifestyles, you could say. Although obviously not as much as your Julia Roberts lady. But yes, into alternative lifestyles. So about, you know, maybe the last 8 to 10 years or so. They've basically been swinging.
Ooh, bonjour, bonjour.
So Dick and Jane, they've been swinging. They've only really been interested in having single men join them. So, you know, two men and a woman, basically. And they've done it a number of times. Many, many times.
Right. So they're kind of sexually free, shall we say, as a couple.
They're sexually free and easy, very comfortable with each other. Very comfortable in who they are, very comfortable in their love for each other as well, love and devotion to each other. But they just enjoy introducing a third man in this case, not has to be single. There's, you know, they don't wish to break up a dynamic, you know, the dynamic of another couple, for instance, or something like that. And it's never been an issue. It's been kept away from their work lives for obvious reasons. And away from family lives as well. So the family basically don't suspect. You know, they're very discreet about it.
Okay.
Now, They use one particular swinging website. I don't know, Swingers R Us or something, but it's a it's a reputable one. It's where they found, you know, almost all their partners, etc. And they get a message from a single guy, you know, about a month ago. And this is he's a young single guy, very attractive profile, obviously taking pictures of all the right things. And in various states of undress. And let's face it, you know, they're attracted to young single men. That's fine. And they started to message and talk and flirt.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, after a few weeks, he shared photos of his face with them. And it turns out it's one of their son's best friends.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and not only
God.
That... He knew it was them. He knew it was his friend's parents.
Oh, my God. Because there's a huge age gap there, presumably. At least 20
yeah,
years, I'm
20
guessing,
plus
or whatever.
Years, yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Right,
exactly. But,
yeah.
You know, us people in our, you know, seem to be 50s, so, you know, we've still got it. We've still got the abs and the full head of hair, obviously. you know, and these young bucks, they got a thing or two to learn, you know.
And they want to learn from the king buck, is what you're
exactly,
saying. Right, of
exactly.
course, I got you.
You know, they want a role model to aspire to, you know. It's like, let me demonstrate and then you try yourself, you know, that sort of thing. But anyway, so they're actually quite mortified by this, as you can imagine, especially because there's an element of deception here. And let's face it, if there's anything about the alternate lifestyle, it's about openness and honesty, right? You know, because otherwise things get very messy very quickly, emotionally, that is. You know,
yeah.
So it's all about openness and honesty. It's all, you know, you have to be very clear as to who you are and what your, you know, intentions are and what you're doing. And if those intentions...
That would have helped Eugene. Yeah. Well,
precisely.
Yeah. Right.
Precisely, right?
Yeah.
You know, although rule 34 of the internet says there is porn out there of people eating fast food whilst having sex.
See, you're like Maria. Maria always talks about rule 34.
Oh, right. Well, there you go.
It's I don't
true.
Know anything.
It's true. I can send you a link to all the rules. There's something like 88 rules or 89 rules, something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, so they went back to him and just, you know, explained to him very kindly because young, naive, maybe not quite getting it, and told him it's just not appropriate, you know, it's not appropriate to talk to us.
Oh, what they said, kind of like, hey, you know that we're like Dudu's dad and,
yeah, well,
and
exactly.
mom and what the fuck are you up to, dude? Right.
Well, I think they said it a little bit more kindly than that, and that it would be you know, and that if he didn't know them, then, yeah, they would have got it on, probably. You know, nice-looking guy, chatty and flirty and all that sort of thing. But as it is, you know, this is a problem, you know, and we can't just do this and then, you know, see you the next day hanging out with our son or, you know, it's just not appropriate. And so in the end, he just said, okay, he respects that, never use it against them, you know, all that sort of thing.
Okay.
Silence for a little while. 2 weeks later, starts okay. to send some more messages. Breaking his promise.
Saying, I'm thinking of you guys.
Saying, if he wasn't our son's friend, that they'd be seeing each other now. Can't stop thinking about you two, etc.
Okay, no, seriously, I gotta stop now. Like, so there's no drama about sleeping with someone who's 20 years younger or older? That's not, like, that doesn't feel weird?
I mean, the general rule that I've adhered to is half your age plus 7.
Yes, we talked about this in the other episode. Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, let's not kink shame. And as long as it's two consenting adults, frankly, if everybody's safe and happy and, you know, two consenting adults, again, openness and honesty.
Yeah, I totally am with you in principle. I just think someone who's 18 and someone who's 38 has a very different understanding of the world.
Absolutely. One's definitely got more stamina than the other as well.
I'm sure.
Anyway, so he calls back and says, you know, as I said, if he wasn't the son's friend, they'd be together. He can't stop thinking about them and all that sort of thing. So they're like, okay, this is not good. This is not good. So they wanted to call. They called him and talked on the phone to basically say, you know, that they want his discretion and tolerance and that they like him to stop contact.
Ooh, them. Okay. So they do the right thing. They stick to their guns.
Basically, he just says, no, I want to carry on. I want to carry on chatting to you. I think I can persuade you, etc. And now, and the sticky pickle is, and unlike yours, this doesn't actually have a resolution. So
I'm very wise. I'll help.
So their concern is they now don't trust him because they've already said not appropriate, disconnect, go away, you know, etc. And he's come back and now he's, you know, even with them saying, you know, face to face or on the phone rather, please, you know, no more connection. Still not getting a message. And they're worried that he's going to expose them, you know, by talking to the son.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Exposing them elsewhere, you know, with son's friends, you know, mutual friends. And he's contacting them every day. So they are feeling really uncomfortable, to say the least.
Okay, so you, like, surely the first thing you got to do is tell the son that we're, like, living an alternate lifestyle. And it's all cool. And we're cool. And it's totally cool.
And chances are the son has probably worked this out, in fairness.
Yeah, fair. And so fine. Because if rule number one, you don't want him to find out for the first time from his mate who's tried to kind of team up with mum and dad. Like, yeah, that's just right. Too... Ugh,
that's, right? That's a little weird. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and I completely empathise with them. And they've made the right choice, you know, despite this guy probably, you know, looking the part and all that sort of thing, being very flirty and obviously being very attractive to them. They've said no because, frankly, this is a line we don't wish to cross and it's inappropriate.
Totally. Yeah. And also, like, also, I just don't think you should shit where you work or fuck where you have family. Like, I don't know.
Fuck where you have family? Rule 34 there, Carole. Rule 34.
There's just, like, a rule, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't...
Completely agree. Completely agree. But
yeah,
really, I mean, they've not done anything wrong. This is the thing.
No, being online and being there going, no, hey, we're open, but, fine. But like having the kid kind of go, hey, and then him being galling exactly. enough to kind of come afterwards and kind of go, actually, no, that's like kind of threatening them. And yeah. They should, that's complicated because
yeah.
You want to be discreet about your lifestyle. Yeah. And this guy's threatening to expose you.
Not good. Not good at all.
No, so, yeah, not
it's gotta
good.
It's got to be. As you know, my day job's in InfoSec, as is yours to a certain extent as well, right? Mm. You know, you got to look at, you know, vectors of attack, you know, threat vectors and all that sort of thing. And the primary vector here is the sun. So they need to take the power out of what this guy's doing and chat to the sun.
There you go. You know,
and that may not be a full on, oh, by the way, we like young blonde men.
What a hard conversation, though.
It might just be a bit more of a broader conversation and saying how they were chatting to somebody online and this person turned out to be somebody that they both knew or that all three of them knew, etc., and is now threatening to, you know, expose them or whatever. But, you know, nonetheless, they've got to talk to the son, I think.
Yeah, but it's... I wouldn't want to be in the room, though, right?
No. It could be...
Good luck to you!
Could be an interesting one. Could be an interesting one. And they might just be better off saying, hey, we like water sports or something. It might be a softer blow, to say the least.
Exactly. You know.
He won't have to drink from the fire hose, as it were.
Okay, enough. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. Tom. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe to review. Because that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles.
And you can also get in touch with Sticky Pickles on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. But anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Uh,
This Sticky Pickle episode was created, hosted, and produced by Carl Terrio and the wonderful Tom Langford, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
You stole that.
No, you stole that. I can't believe it. Andy stole that. Fucking asshole.